Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Ann Bryce, and joining me in the studio is Jen Robinson, the Executive Director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Yes, of course. And so we're here to talk about the annual Chamber Banquet. So let's talk about that event. What's the purpose of it?
Sure. Well, a number of different things, but I think the biggest thing that we like to highlight is our Chamber's Choice Annual Awards, and it's something that we've been doing for many, many years. The Business of the Year goes back to 1992, and the CASAC CAP Award goes all the way back to 1974. So it's pretty cool, and it's a big honor to receive one of the awards. So the CASAC CAP Award was, so I kind of ran here, so I'm a little bit breathy, so
I apologize.
I was just working on getting that New Year's resolution morning exercise. So the award for the CASAC CAP was established to honor those who have distinguished themselves in unselfish and extraordinary public service to the citizens of Sitka. And so this is awarded at our awards and our gala awards dinner. It's January 13th this year, and it's a top secret who the winner is. So you won't know until you come to the dinner. So our recipient last year was Corey Baggin with Samson Tug and Barge, and she's just put in so many hours into the community, from Little League working with kids to years on the Sitka Chamber Board, also involved at the state level advocating for Sitka. So, and the list just goes back. Sometime I would love to bring in someone who really knows who all these people are and can tell stories about them. So maybe we can schedule that sometime in the future, because I've only been around for 4 years, so there's a lot of history there that I just don't know. So I think that would be really fun. And then the Business of the Year Award went to Baranoff Island Brewing Company this past year, whom I think many people in the community have seen just how much they've been doing. They've really been very successful as a business, growing and expanding in just a few short years, but also they're so giving to the community with their every Tuesday night fundraisers, all of the different organizations that want to take advantage of that, and just countless donations also. And that award was established to honor an outstanding business and to recognize its merit and contributions to the local business community. So, again, this award will be presented on January 31st at our awards gala. Okay. So, and again, it's strictly confidential, so the recipient won't know until they receive it. And then as far as nomination criteria for these and who chooses the winners and that kind of thing is asked a lot. So for the Business of the Year, they must adhere to the principles and goals of the Sitka Chamber and be supportive of the Chamber's mission. They must have a positive promotional attitude towards Sitka in business and personal relations. They must demonstrate a high level of integrity in business dealings. They must be committed to the long-term growth of Sitka, and they must be a member of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. And this award is, this is where I always get them confused. Let me look. I have all my cheat sheets in front of here, so I don't mess them up. So the Business of the Year Award is chosen actually by the Board of Directors' past presidents, so it's not the current board choosing that winner. So, which is nice, because then you don't get people saying, oh, well, they just won because that person's on the board. It's actually past presidents, and we have a whole list of who they are, and they get together and talk about it. So that's kind of neat. And then the CASAC CAP Award, that one is chosen by the Board of Directors, and I don't think it's ever been someone that's on the board. I think it's always been someone from outside of the community.
Great. And so if someone, community members, can they nominate?
Yeah, anyone can nominate. We advertise in the paper. We put out a press release, and I believe on the we just do a general press release letting people know we're accepting nomination forms. We have them at our lunches each week leading up to, we have them at the chamber office. We have them on our website. So we try and make them very accessible.
Great. And so for the how many awards are there total?
Well, 2 to 3. We also have a new Business of the Year Award. And that one was established to honor an outstanding new business in Sitka and to recognize its merits and contributions to the local business economy. But it's not given every year. It's one that's given just when there's a new business that really meets the criteria. And it needs to be someone that was opened within the last 5 years, and the board recently changed that. It was 2 to 3 years, and that's a pretty short time for business to really be able to get established and see the contribution that they're going to give to the community. So they had to have opened within 5 years. They must display a thoughtful and innovative approach to business, demonstrate a high level of integrity in business dealings, and taken positive risks to develop a business that provides needed goods and or services in the community as well as jobs. And then, of course, be supportive of the Chamber's mission of economic growth in the community. So I think the biggest difference between this one and the Business of the Year Award is that taken positive risks to develop a business that provides the needed goods and services in the community as well as jobs, because that's something that a well-established business, you would assume they're already have done that, are doing that, but with a new business, really making that effort to put themselves out there and create that economic opportunity and create jobs is something that is really outstanding when a new business is able to do that. So
great. And what are there former winners for that, the new business award?
Yeah. Last year, Homeport Eatery actually took that award, so we were very excited to give them that.
Great. So, and for people who want to nominate, are there certain rules? Can people nominate their own business, or does it have to be another?
You can nominate any business. There's, you know, we ask some different questions, who it was submitted by, just some kind of basic information about the person submitting so that we can get back to you if we have questions. And then, let's see, I'm looking at the Business of the Year one. So community service, what has a business done, accomplishments, you know, what kind of accomplishments has the business done that pertain to this, and then your reason for nominating them. So absolutely, you can nominate yourself, you can nominate anyone within the community. I think the more information that you can share with us, the better. We have some people that just fill out the form. This year we had someone that actually wrote our board president, Susan Hess, a letter saying, this is what this person has done, this is what they've contributed, and this is why we think this person should win. And that's helpful because it gives the past presidents, I'm forgetting which award I'm looking at, it gives the past presidents more information and makes it easier for them to choose. So
right.
I think the more information that you can share, within reason, don't submit a whole book, that would be a
right.
little challenging.
Right.
But yeah.
And so can anybody attend this event?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so how much time do I have to promote our...
We have about 2 more minutes.
Okay, so I better talk fast. So the tickets are $75. You can get them on our website at sitkachamber.com. There's a link right on the front page to get to them. This is our biggest, most prestigious event of the year. Our theme this year is Studio 54, so it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, think the stardust sparkle of a pulsating disco era. So we're going to be turning back the clock and transforming Harrigan Centennial Hall into the legendary Studio 54. So you can show up however you want to dress, but we're encourage you to dress spectacular. It is. We try to keep it more Sitka formal. I definitely want to highlight some of our major sponsors really fast.
Sure.
So a huge thank you to Search, our platinum sponsor this year. Also a huge thank you to the Shiatica Incorporated and Silver Bay Seafoods. Those are our VIP sponsors, so they get like limo service, bottle service at the table. They're going to have an elevated, roped-off area. We do have room there still, probably about one more table.
Wow, okay.
And then our silver sponsors, AC Lakeside, Alaska Airlines, C-Mart Quality Foods, Samson Tug and Barge, and Sitka Sound Seafoods. We also have the Heroes Tables being sponsored by the mayor of McConnell, and quite a few more, so make sure you check out our website and see who, as you can tell, it's just a very, very supported event, a lot of fun. We're going to have some local entertainment, but you might not recognize them because they're going to look an awful lot like performers that actually performed at Studio 4. So it's going to be a really
great.
Fun night.
That sounds so fun. And so tickets are available.
Yes.
On your website.
On our website.
Right?
Yep. You can stop by the office, too. You can get them at our... We have a lunch every week at noon. Jeff Budd is actually speaking today, so... he said something about wearable arts. You know, with Jeff, he's like, well, can I do whatever I want? And I'm like, well, maybe. What does that mean? So it did. Yeah, he gave me a little bit of a hint. So
it
should be really great. So doors open at 11:30. Lunch is at noon. It's about an hour. You can get tickets there. You can stop by our office. We're in the Trout Center building.
Okay, great.
And yeah, and you can visit our website.
Okay, great. And that's on January 31st.
Yes.
Okay, at Harrigan Centennial Hall, the annual chamber banquet featuring the award ceremony.
Yes. Right. And the only way to get in is if you have your name on the list. So there will be VIP, there's bouncers at the door. You'll be coming in on a red carpet, and if your name's not on the list, they'll be like, sorry.
So
make sure you get signed up ahead of time. Make sure your name is on that list.
Okay, great. Jen Robinson, thanks so much for joining me. Jen Robinson is the executive director of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.